From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is fully lifting the 50-year ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam. At a joint press conference in Hanoi with Vietnam's president, Mr. Obama said the two countries still have differences over human rights and that each individual weapons sale will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis.
As with all our defense partners, sales will need to still meet strict requirements, including those related to human rights. But this change will ensure that Vietnam has access to the equipment it needs to defend itself and removes a lingering vestige of the Cold War.
Mr. Obama will give a speech in Hanoi Tuesday, expected to focus on improved relations between the United States and Vietnam and the need for constructive dialogue between the two countries. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has issued a call for better international cooperation in dealing with the world's largest humanitarian crises. Mr. Erdogan spoke Monday in Istanbul at a two-day United Nations-backed humanitarian summit. The meeting convened against the backdrop of a large migration of Syrian and Iraqi refugees into Turkey. Italy says rescue vessels operating off the coast of Libya pulled more than 2,500 migrants to safety on Monday. It says the number of refugees is increasing as the weather improves in the Mediterranean Sea. The United Nations says more than 30,000 migrants, most of them from sub-Saharan Africa, have been brought to refugee centers in Italy so far this year. Media reports say a series of bomb blasts Monday in two Syrian coastal cities left at least 100 people dead and dozens wounded. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the attacks. This is VOA News.